What you're actually doing, whether you realize it or not, is creating momentum. Every piece of marketing you put out into the world either adds to existing momentum or starts from zero with no momentum behind it. The businesses that grow steadily have figured out how to make every piece of marketing add to the momentum that's already building. The businesses that struggle are unknowingly resetting to zero with every post, every email, every piece of content. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Today's message, stop creating content. I know that might sound ridiculous coming from someone who's just spent 9 episodes teaching you how to create better content, but hear me out. Every strategy I've taught you in this series so far, the routines, the integration, the batching, the buyer psychology, they all assume that you're trying to create content that works. But what if that's the wrong goal entirely? What if the businesses that go from overlooked to fully booked just aren't creating content at all? What if they're doing something fundamentally different that just happens to look like content creation from the outside? Today's episode is the final one in our Marketing That Gets Results mini-series. And today, I'm going to show you everything that we've covered, from building routines to understanding buyer psychology, wasn't about learning disconnected tactics. You've been learning how to build momentum. If you haven't listened to episodes 30 to 38 yet, then after you've listened to this one, go back and work through them. Each individual strategy makes more sense when you realize it's part of a momentum-building strategy rather than an isolated tactic. The businesses that succeed and the ones that struggle are often doing identical things. Same posting frequency, same platforms, same effort levels, but completely different results. The difference isn't what they're doing, it's what they think they're doing. One group thinks they're creating content to fill a calendar, get engagement, and hopefully attract clients. The other group understands they're building something else entirely. Something that accumulates value over time. This shift in understanding is what makes everything in this mini-series, Marketing That Gets Results, work. Without it, you're just collecting strategies. Whereas once you understand this, you're building something that compounds. Today's episode reveals what that something actually is. And once you understand it, you'll never look at your marketing the same way again. Before we dive in, if you're planning to launch or even curious about how you could launch something in your business, then make sure you join me for Launch Like a Pro Live. I'm hosting this live event in London on the 10th of November, where I, along with some hand-picked launch experts, will be walking you through exactly how to create your next launch so that it feels natural rather than forced, that leverages the momentum you've built rather than starting from scratch. This isn't your average event. With one speaker on stage after another. This is an entirely new format where you'll walk away knowing exactly what you're doing, step by step, to make your next launch your best yet. In fact, we'll map out the steps throughout the day. I'm so excited by the people who've already committed to being in the room. Make sure you head to nikkihutchison.com/launch-like-a-pro to be part of it. Okay. Now let's get into what's actually happening when your marketing works. Most business owners think they're creating content. They sit down each week, write posts, record videos, send emails. They're producing assets, making things, creating content. But that's not what's happening at all. What you're actually doing, whether you realize it or not, is creating momentum. Every piece of marketing you put out into the world either adds to existing momentum or starts from zero with no momentum behind it. The businesses that grow steadily have figured out how to make every piece of marketing add to the momentum that's already building. The businesses that struggle are unknowingly resetting to zero with every post, every email, every piece of content. They're working just as hard, but they're getting nowhere because momentum is never accumulating. Think about pushing a car. The hardest part is getting it moving from a standstill. Once it's rolling, maintaining momentum takes far less effort than that original push. Most business owners are pushing their marketing from a standstill every single week. Monday morning rolls around and you're starting afresh. New content to create, new posts to write, new ideas to come up with. By Friday, you've created a week's worth of content and next Monday, you're back to square one. This approach exhausts you because you're expending maximum effort for minimum forward movement. You're taking action, but not achieving momentum. Scattered posting, random content, inconsistent showing up, none of these build momentum. They're individual events that happen once, then stop. Like pushing the car, then stopping for a rest, then starting again from a standstill. The businesses that grow steadily have figured out how to keep the car rolling. Their marketing gets easier over time because momentum does the heavy lifting. Now, momentum isn't one thing. It's actually three distinct types working together. And understanding these types is what will transform how you approach every piece of marketing you create. The first type of momentum is recognition. This is getting people to actually remember who you are. Most business owners think visibility equals success, but visibility without recognition is meaningless. Recognition builds when people start thinking, oh, I keep seeing them, rather than, who is that again? This is why your posting routine matters, not because posting more is better, but because having a consistent presence quickly creates recognition in people's minds. But most people get this wrong. They think recognition comes from posting everywhere constantly. Actually, this type of momentum builds when people see you in multiple contexts, always reinforcing the same core messages. This is why multi-channel marketing works. When someone sees you on Instagram, then reads your newsletter, then spots you on LinkedIn, then sees you on stage, all saying consistent things, recognition momentum accelerates. Your platforms are not competing for attention. They're amplifying and multiplying recognition. Without this type of momentum, every piece of content is simply introducing you to the audience again. With recognition momentum, every piece of content builds on existing familiarity. You're not starting from zero, you're building on what they already know about you. The second type of momentum is trust. This works by getting people to actually trust your expertise. Trust doesn't come from claiming you're an expert. It comes from consistently demonstrating a deep understanding of your audience's world. Trust momentum builds when you show up providing value repeatedly over time. One helpful piece of content makes someone think, that was useful. 10 helpful pieces of content over 10 weeks makes them think, this person is consistently relevant. And 50 helpful pieces of content over the space of a year makes them think, this person is the go-to expert in this topic. This is why consistent value giving works. Not because each individual piece of content is earth-shattering, but because the cumulative effect builds trust momentum. Each piece of valuable content builds on the existing trust rather than starting all over again. Nurturing your email subscribers is a great way to accelerate trust momentum because you're in their inbox regularly, providing consistent value in one of their most intimate digital spaces. Social media visibility creates awareness, but email marketing deepens trust because of the direct and consistent access to their inbox. The businesses that struggle with conversion have achieved recognition, but not trust. People know who they are, but they haven't seen enough evidence to trust them with their money yet. These business owners are visible, but not yet credible. So they don't have the level of trust that results in sales. The third type of momentum is desire. This is what happens when people actually want what you have to offer. And it's not about convincing or persuading, it's about systematically demonstrating what becomes possible once you've solved their problem. Desire momentum builds when people start seeing themselves and their situation reflected in your success stories. They begin imagining themselves achieving similar results and move from thinking, that's interesting, to I need some of that. This is the type of momentum that most business owners completely miss. They jump straight from recognition to sales pitch, skipping this crucial step of building desire. Then they wonder why people don't buy despite knowing and liking them. Understanding buyer intent accelerates desire momentum because you're speaking to people at exactly the stage where they're forming desire. Publishing content specifically for people who don't know they have a problem plants seeds. Publishing content for people researching solutions grows interest. Publishing content for people evaluating approaches shapes preferences. And publishing content for people who are ready to decide triggers them to take action. Desire Momentum explains why some businesses can mention their services once and immediately get inquiries, while others promote constantly and hear nothing. Or maybe the odd response, which only then leads to ghosting. When you've built desire momentum, people are already halfway to wanting to work with you before you even mention your offer. So marketing momentum isn't one thing. It's these three types of momentum working together. Recognition gets you noticed. Trust makes you credible. Desire makes you wanted. When all three are building simultaneously, your marketing feels effortless because momentum is doing most of the heavy lifting. Now let's talk about what kills momentum, because this is where many business owners unwittingly sabotage themselves. Inconsistency puts an immediate and hard stop to momentum. Every time you disappear for weeks and then reappear, you reset your momentum to zero. The car stops rolling and you're pushing from a standstill again. All the recognition, trust, and desire you built up dissipates fast. Confusing messaging slows down your momentum. When your Instagram talks about one thing, your LinkedIn another, and your email something else entirely, you're building three separate momentum streams that never compound. You're dividing your results instead of multiplying them. People can't build recognition, trust, or desire when they're confused about what it is that you actually do. Random topics scatter your momentum. Jumping between unrelated subjects means you never build momentum in any one direction. You're pushing the car forwards, then sideways, then backwards. Lots of effort, no reward. People might find individual posts interesting, but they'll never develop the deep understanding that creates desire. Selling without building desire damages your momentum. Trying to convert attention into action before you've built desire is like asking someone to buy from you before they fully know what you're selling. It just doesn't fail. It damages your other types of momentum as well. People will then actively start avoiding your content because they don't want to wait around for the pitch. Ignoring the signals leaves momentum on the table. When you miss the signs that someone's moved from recognition to trust or trust to desire, you waste the momentum you've built. Momentum only converts to sales when you notice it's built and create appropriate next steps. The person who's ready to work with you gets frustrated when you don't offer a clear path forward. Now let's look at what multiplies momentum, because these are the patterns that will make your marketing compound. Connected platforms feed momentum to each other instead of competing. When your content references other content, platforms accelerate momentum rather than starting new momentum from scratch. Someone sees your Instagram post, you mention your newsletter, they subscribe and get deeper value. They check out your LinkedIn for your professional insights. Each touch point multiplies the momentum from the others. Consistent core messaging multiplies recognition and trust momentum. Saying the same thing in different ways across different platforms makes people think they really know this inside out, rather than I wonder what they actually do. You're reinforcing rather than confusing. You're building, not scattering. Strategic content batching builds momentum within your content itself. Creating connected content in focus sessions means one post leads naturally to another. Creating a rolling conversation instead of isolated statements. Your audience feels like they're following a thread rather than receiving random updates. Content that stops the scroll accelerates all three momentum types. When people actually pause and engage, rather than scrolling past, they add more momentum than passive consumption ever could. Engagement creates connection, and connection accelerates momentum. Monitoring and adjusting protects and redirects momentum. Catching problems early prevents momentum loss. Doubling down on what's working accelerates momentum. You're being intentional about where your momentum takes you. The pattern becomes clear. Everything that builds momentum connects things together. Everything that kills momentum treats things as separate. When you shift to momentum building, your entire relationship with marketing changes. You stop feeling like you're constantly starting over again, because you're not. You're building on yesterday's momentum, last week's momentum, last month's. Content creation becomes easier, not harder. You're no longer generating ideas from scratch each week. You're building on conversations you've already started. Each piece of content flows naturally from the previous one because they're part of the same momentum stream. You're continuing rather than inventing. Opportunities start finding you instead of you chasing them. When you have momentum in the form of recognition, trust, and desire all building, people start reaching out before you even promote your services. The momentum carries them towards you. They've been watching, learning, building trust, and as soon as they're ready, you're the obvious choice. Your audience engagement shifts from polite likes to genuine conversations. The people who've experienced your momentum over time engage differently to the people seeing you for the very first time. They're invested in the conversation, not just casually browsing. They comment with depth, share with enthusiasm, and recommend you to others. Your conversion process becomes natural instead of pushy. When someone's moved through your momentum from recognition to trust to desire, asking them to work with you becomes the obvious next step, rather than salesy. They're already moving towards you. You're simply opening the door that they're walking towards. Most importantly, marketing stops feeling like a burden you have to carry and starts feeling like a system that carries you. The momentum you've built is doing most of the work. You're maintaining and directing it, not having to create it from scratch every week. You're steering, not pushing. And oh, what a relief that is. We've spent this series learning about key marketing strategies that work. Now you have a clear understanding of what they actually do. They build momentum in specific strategic ways. Your routine builds momentum through consistent presence. Your multi-channel approach multiplies all three types of momentum by reinforcing touchpoints. Your content repurposing creates momentum within your online presence. Your hooks and openings accelerate engagement that adds to momentum. Your email nurturing deepens trust in intimate marketing spaces. Your conversion understanding helps you recognize when desire momentum has built, and your monitoring protects the momentum that you've already created. So my question to you is not whether you should implement these strategies, it's whether you're ready yet to shift from content creation to momentum building. What does that shift look like practically? Instead of asking, what should I post today? You ask, what momentum am I building? Instead of creating isolated content, you create connected content that accelerates existing momentum. Instead of starting afresh each week, you build on last week's momentum. And instead of measuring this week's engagement, you watch how momentum accumulates over time. This approach to marketing does not mean working harder. Quite the opposite. It means working in a way that builds on itself instead of scattering your efforts. It means understanding that every piece of marketing either adds to your momentum or you miss out on the chance to accelerate what you're already building. And when you're ready to create a moment of concentrated momentum, a launch that leverages everything you've built, that's when your momentum really proves its worth. A launch without momentum is pushing that car uphill from a standing start and hoping it gets to the top. Spoiler, it won't. A launch with momentum is steering the car when it's already rolling downhill and guiding it towards your goal. This podcast series didn't teach you tactics. It taught you how to build momentum that systematically transforms strangers into clients. And that's when you go from overlooked to fully booked, not because you're working harder, but because momentum is working hard for you. If you'd love to create a moment of concentrated momentum, a launch that leverages everything you've built, join me in London for Launch Like a Pro Live on the 10th of November. That's next month. This event will teach you live and in the room exactly how to build momentum and create launches that feel natural, not desperate or forced. Launches that work with your audience's psychology, not against it. Launches that feel like the obvious next step rather than a demoralizing push. Head to nikkihutchison.com/launch-like-a-pro and be in the room with us. Something big is happening and you're going to kick yourself if you miss it. Thanks for joining me today for From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more of the marketing insights and strategies that are working in 2025. And big news! Next week's episode is our first guest episode in over 6 months, and it's a great one. I look forward to seeing you then. But until then, remember, you're not creating content, you're building momentum. Until next time, Take care and keep marketing.